Oh yeah.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
Welcome. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. It's like the middle of spring break for most of us. And the middle of the week. So you're probably sitting there in your underwear, in your chair, listening to us. We know you are. Where you should be is out on the beach listening to us.
Or trying to hear us anyway.
Oh, that would be nice. White sands, with laptops, and you're listening. Oh, that.
Or your Zune, or your iPod, iTunes, because we're everywhere. We're everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Corey, let's go on a vacation.
You know, I was supposed to be going on a cruise, but you know what I told them? I can't do the news from the cruise ship. No, I'm kidding. I may be going. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know about me and boats. This whole Titanic thing. Yeah. Anyway. I can swim and everything, but I'm sorry to say I would not be one of those people in a crisis going, let me help and put the, you know, other people on first, the old people. No, I'm getting on the boat.
y'all going to have to get out of my way. I'm getting on that boat.
Mm-hmm. I saw Titanic. I will not be standing. I don't know what are y'all going to do, but I'm getting.
Going down to the boat.
No. No. So, it is Wednesday, of course. You're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey, and I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger.
And I know you missed us yesterday, but we gave you tons of news on the site to read. And while I'm thinking about it, I want to give a shout-out to our our St. Patrick's Day winner, Henrietta, from Facebook. Hope you're enjoying your tainted green milk and green spells from Magicka and your pink rocket launcher. We couldn't make it green. I'm sorry. We don't have any control over that. But enjoy.
Hold on. Tainted green tainted milk from Magicka?
Oh, no, that's from Fallen Earth. So she got a key from Fallen Earth.
All right, because you said Magicka. So.
I threw in the green spell. She also got a key from Magicka as well.
Oh, so she got two of them.
She got them. Yes, I said somebody was lucky.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Way to go, Henrietta.
Yay, yay, yay. I have applause, but we'd rather do it with our own.
Yeah.
Fun that way.
We may be a little bit goofy today.
But I have a giant cup of Dr. Pepper on my desk. Those of you up north have no idea what Dr. Pepper is. It's kind of like Coke, but very sweet. But anyway, giant cup.
Yeah, well, I got baby goats.
No, I'm not going to ask. I know, but I'm not going to even ask because, yeah. Want to know? You know how to find her. You ask her.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Come and ask me. I'll tell you.
So, this is time for some news. I sound so lackluster, don't I?
All right. Well, I'm going to jump in first because, you know, I'm all about, let's go. I'm all wound up today. All right. Homefront invades America. Homefront, a new video game that hits stores today, depicts the invasion and occupation of America by a nuclear-armed Greater Korean Republic in the year 2027.
Been waiting.
Yes, we have. And hopefully they're no longer polluting our waters with balloons, home front. The story was penned by John Milius, writer of Apocalypse Now and Red Dawn, and the gamers THQ sought the expertise of a former CIA officer to devise a plausible course of events that would lead to the fall of the United States and the rise of North Korea to become a global superpower. Bizarrely, several elements of the game's originally fictitious storyline have actually come to pass in the last 12 months.
Yeah, amazing.
Scary. The succession of Kim Jong-il's favorite son, Kim Jong-un, to supreme ruler of North Korea is now widely expected to happen, but Homefront Storyline predicted this takeover nearly 12 months ago, before the rest of the world even knew who Kim Jong-un was. In a more sinister twist, North Korea recently claimed to have developed the technology for an electromagnetic pulse, or EMP. a weapon capable of knocking out all electronic devices, including computers, phones, and power lines on a countrywide level.
Mm-hmm. Be afraid.
And I will cut somebody. You screw with my internet in North Korea, and it's on. I'm not even kidding. I'll come over there personally and kick your butts. Don't protect my internet. All right. An EMP, a weapon capable of knocking out... In Homefront Story, the Greater Korean Republic uses this weapon to cripple the United States in advance of a full-blown invasion. At a rally held in San Francisco earlier this month, William R... Oh, I am going to get this wrong. William R. Forsestian, PhD, author of 1 Second After, and one of America's leading experts on EMP weapons, spoke about the grave threat to the United States of an EMP attack that could plunge the country back to the Stone Age. Ooh, not good. Homefront has made headlines around the globe thanks to its controversial storyline. In Australia last week, an advert on YouTube featuring clips from the Homefront Future History trailer caused frightened members of the public to phone in to news networks believing an actual invasion was taking place.
Oh, come on, Homefront. People, stop it already. Come on. Balloons.
Homefront depicts an America. I know. Homefront depicts an America as you've never seen it before. Crushed by the heel of a brutal military occupation. The game has already earned plaudits from critics who describe its...
Okay, looks like we lost our Ginger, which she did warn me that was going to happen. Ah, poor Ginger. Okay, so let me jump into my next news story. It looks like she's still there, but she's not. Yeah. Okay, so carrying on. A very sad story for me. Those of you who have a Zune, bow your heads in effigy with me. Microsoft is not planning on... There she is. Hi.
I am.
You want to see the story?
Where did it drop me? Did y'all hear the part where it wasn't released today? It was released yesterday.
No, we didn't hear that part. Go live show, people. Live
yesterday,
show.
March 15th on the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC.
Oh. All right. Well,
I'm Warner. I know y'all are working in the area, but I'm going to have to cut you if you keep disconnecting me.
I'm staying out of that fight. However... Let me go back to where I started. So, as I said, bow your heads in effigy. Zune owner is with us. Rest in peace, Zune. 2006 to 2011, Microsoft is not planning on releasing any further Zune devices. Instead, the company plans to focus on Zune software for smartphones. This comes to us from Mashable. Microsoft has declined to comment on the future of Zune players, but in a statement to Bloomberg noted that it remains committed to supporting their devices in North America. If you remember, way back in 2006 is when Zune launched to much fanfare in hopes that it could take on Apple's iPod, but it never came close to reaching the levels of Apple's best-selling and market-changing music media player. So in 2009, Microsoft decided to separate the Zune team into software and hardware divisions and attempted to get developers to target the platform, and it didn't really work.
You ever been to their website?
Yeah, it's very confusing. They said the brand never really gained any appeal outside of North America. Microsoft is saying they'll continue to put Zune features into the Windows Phone 7 and in the Zune desktop software for Windows. The Zune Pass, of course, still remains an economical way to stream and have access to a large array of music, but the fact that it only runs on Windows devices tends to limit its potential as a true iTunes competitor. And in truth, the Zune was never a bad MP3 player.
It was really good. It was really good.
Yes, where it failed, marketing department. What's wrong with you people?
And tech support and everything else. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It never managed to differentiate itself as being better than iPod or cheaper. And again, Windows only, not good.
It's a good player.
It really is. And I got to say, me and my Zune, we've been having a fight for the past 4 or 5 months because, you know, it wiped out all my music. But I suspect that was more me. As you all know, I'm electro girl. Anything electric in my hands dies. Yeah, so... one of our former hosts here will tell you that me and the Zune had a shocking match one day. We were shocking each other back and forth, and it survived that time, but I think I got it one too many times, so it wiped my music. But we're speaking again, and then I find out that, you know, no more support.
But we're speaking again.
Yeah, we just started speaking. Isn't that the way it works out? You stop speaking to your friends, and then as soon as you start speaking to them again, they die or something. I don't know. So always love your friends. You never know when it's the last time. Zoom, I love you. I'm rubbing mine on my desk. I love you. I'm sorry. We can work it out. Oh, it doesn't want to come on. Look at that. Maybe it really did die. No, it came on.
Corey is hard on her toys.
Hey,
I wasn't even thinking about it that way, Corey. See, it's not on me. No. All right, so Nintendo has an Art Academy. Have you heard about this?
I have not. Do you
share? Yeah, Nintendo's Art Academy fuels creativity in classrooms from coast to coast. Nintendo of America is teaming up with visual arts educators across the United States to give students a fresh, fun way to study drawing and painting techniques. As part of a unique relationship between Nintendo and the National Art Education Association, the NAEA, art teachers in elementary, middle, and high school classrooms have been provided with handheld Nintendo DSi Excel systems and copies of Art Academy, a software title that offers interactive art tutorials for budding artists of any background or skill level. I think this is pretty awesome. Last month, the hardware and software were distributed to select teachers who are participating in the program, inviting them to discover interesting ways to incorporate Art Academy into creative classroom activities. I think this is awesome. Created exclusively for the Nintendo DS family of systems, Art Academy lets students enjoy lessons on subjects such as color, shading and perspective. Using the Nintendo DS stylus just like a paintbrush or pencil, they can practice and develop skills that transfer easily to real-world art materials. In addition to guided tutorials, students can let their own creativity run wild in free paint mode, which lets them draw or paint whatever comes to mind.
Kind of like what they did with UDraw, or was it UDraw or WeDraw? I can't remember. I have it in there, but I don't know. But
WeDraw or something.
Yeah, it's exact same thing. They can print. You can print, or anybody can print. You can print things from it. It's, of course, we use Wi-Fi, so, and it has all those wonderful brushstrokes and things, and you can send it to people and email it. It's awesome. That's an awesome invention. If you haven't seen UDraw, you should probably check it out on YouTube. You can watch this guy do this amazing picture using UDraw.
All right, so if you are interested in this, or maybe you're a teacher, you want to find out more, maybe try to get this at your own school, you can check out artacademy.nintendo.com, or you can head over to arteducators.org. And I will try to get some screenshots up, or at least something up on the website in a little bit. Y'all can read this.
Okay, so those of you back in the day had a love for Parasite Eve. We'll be happy to hear that it is now infecting the PlayStation Network today. Not for real, don't panic. The publisher of the original Parasite Eve, Square Enix, if you've heard of that company, heard of them?
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
Little company?
Yeah, small one.
Well, they're saying today they're going to be releasing Parasite Eve via the PlayStation Network. The critically acclaimed Parasite Eve 2 is going to follow at a later date. Originally, Parasite Eve was released for the original PlayStation back in September 98. Parasite Eve is a survival horror RPG that introduced players to the Final Fantasy series-based active time battle system. In Aya's battles, a dome appears, symbolizing the range of the weapon. The story unfolds as New York City rookie police detective Aya Brea discovers the existence of an aggressive mitochondria, a being called Eve, that has awakened in present-day New York to put an end to the symbiotic relationship between mitochondria and humans that has spanned hundreds of thousands of years. Struggling with something mysterious hidden within herself, Aya sets out to investigate and stop Eve's wicked agenda. Also, yes, I could not stand that game. Incidentally, third birthday, a new title for the PSP system featuring Aya Raya will be released on the 29th of this month. Parasite Eve and Parasite Eve 2 will be a great way to prepare for the third birthday release. I was not a fan of Parasite Eve. Sorry, people. Some of you out there loved it. I was not. I tried. I really did try. Go ahead.
Stories.
Go ahead.
I said, no, you didn't. You're just telling stories.
I did not like the game. And by the way, it's going to be around $9.99, which is not a bad price for a game from 98. Could be. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to shut up. I was going to say something I shouldn't. Bye!
This is hilarious. Corey. All right, so my go. Pulling this from Yahoo, from their tech section. Looks like they got it from newsarama.com. Never heard of that website. I'll have to check that out. But anyways, Sony encouraging female game developers through a scholarship. Yes, together with Scholarship America, a nonprofit educational support program, SOE is again offering their gamers in real life a GIRL scholarship. First rewarded in 2008.
Yay!
Yay! I think that's so awesome. Because, you know, us girls, we rock. I mean, come on. We got it all. First rewarded in 2008, they hope to attract more females to the development, or to the development side of the video game industry. I'm going to kill this name, and I apologize. Laura Noviax, SOE's Vice President of Global Sales and Marketing, says, I think that is perspective, and when you have more women working on a development team, they bring a unique female perspective about how they play the game, how they engage with them, and what art is appealing to them. What I think is unique about Sony Online Entertainment is that we also have such a broad player base. We have a lot of females that play our games, and so in turn, we need females on our development teams to be able to deliver content that they're going to appreciate and want to play. This is awesome. The Girl Game Design Scholarship is in its fourth year of existence. It was spearheaded by Naviax's predecessor at SOE, Tori Durrell. She really had a passion for girls in gaming, and she, just like me, had been in the industry for a long time and seen the evolution in more women gaming and just the proliferation of it throughout mass market, and thought that it would be a unique opportunity for us to make a difference. This is coming from Noviax again. And once it had even been mentioned, people got really enthusiastic and rallied around it. It wasn't hard to get people to attend the early planning meetings. We took it and it came to be what it is today very easily. So what is it? Looks like it's a $10,000 scholarship towards tuition and other educational expenses for the winner, plus a paid internship of up to 10 weeks at one of SOE's development studios, either at the headquarters in San Diego, California, or at one of the studios in Austin, Seattle, or Denver. Austin, come to Austin to party with you.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Oh, it looks like the scholarship is also open to males, but Noviak says that they don't get many male applicants because I think that it's, what did she say? Because I think the title is fairly self-explanatory. Lots of girls play video games, but only a small fraction develop them, and that's what SOE is trying to change.
Exactly.
I think that is awesome. Yeah, so way to go, SOE. I really think that is...
Sony! Excellent, Sony.
Yes.
We gave you a hard time, but great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, I pulled this from the Yahoo Tech section. There's a whole big long story after this explaining some of the people that are applying for this and telling what they do. You should really go check it out. It's really a lot of really good information about some of these up-and-coming girl developers.
Hmm. Link me to that.
We'll do that.
Wheels are turning. Okay. So, Ubisoft is following in the footsteps, unveiling a new game called Rocksmith. Give you two guesses what it's about. It's a music game. And it's supposed to be the first and only video game that plugs in any real guitar. Rocksmith is the first... Okay, so you can plug any real guitar with a standard quarter-inch input jack into an Xbox 360 and into the PlayStation 3 as well, or your PC, and play through an in-depth library of music, including everything from the latest hits to classic rock songs. It's going to feature gameplay that automatically adjusts to the player's skill level and innovative game design that makes reading music visually fun and intuitive. Rocksmith engages experienced musicians and those who are picking up a guitar for the first time. The game also includes a sizable library of music from classic rock bands to current artists such as The Animals, the Black Keys, David Bowie, Interpol, Nirvana, and the Rolling Stones. Everybody gets Nirvana on their track. Jeffrey Sardin is quoted as saying Rocksmith is the most authentic and addictive music game ever created. Very ambitious of you. He's the HQ Chief Marketing and Sales Officer Officer at Ubisoft EMEA. He says whether a beginner or a seasoned guitarist, players can progress at their own speed and walk away from the game with the ability to play songs by memory. Rocksmith, of course, is the only video game that gets players stage ready. Rocksmith is slated to be released in the second half of the calendar year this year. Until then, you can pop over to their Facebook page, Rocksmith Game, or go to rocksmith.com. I am not banking on this one. Remember Rise of the Six String? I was saying it was going to be the greatest thing ever until I got to play it. I think this game will appeal to real guitarists, but if you are not a real guitarist with the full calluses on the finger, this is not going to be a game you're going to like. I hadn't played the guitar in years, and I picked it up, and it hurt so bad. I remembered all the finger bleeding and stuff and why I put it away in the corner. So if you're really wanting to learn guitar, you'll love it, and if not, I suggest you stick with your Guitar Hero or whatever it is, even though none of them are being supported. Just stay over there. Don't do it. Oh, bad, bad, bad. Lizanne, what you got?
I have got, I've got a new game. I cannot talk. A dating game. A dating game now available on Facebook. MySpace. MySpace is still around. And other social networks. sorry, MySpace. The hit television format, The Dating Game, arrives this spring on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Friendster, Bebo, and Hi5. Hi5 still around? With all the flirty fun of a popular... Seriously, it's been years since I've used half those. With all the flirty fun of a popular series, The Dating Game for social networks, www.datinggame.com, revolves around a... I cannot talk today. I'm all wound up. I'm bouncy. All right, so The Dating Game revolves around a bachelorette or a bachelor who must decide between three bachelors or bachelorettes based on compatibility through three rounds of lightly provocative gameplay featuring the popular 1960s look and feel. 3G Studios has brought back that love and feeling to social networks all over the world.
No, no.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I love it. CEO of 3G Studios, James Costa, says, "We have received great feedback from the beta phase of The Dating Game and have realized more than ever how many people have personal experiences or funny stories about their dating past that they love to share with others. We've enjoyed incorporating those humorous and provocative morsels of the real-life dating game into a lighthearted and fun virtual space, and know that the social nature of The Dating Game will be an engaging, interactive experience for people throughout the world. Just as in the show, The Dating Game consists of a main contestant and three hopefuls. The main contestant first answers a series of questions based on his or her personal preferences, and then the three panelists must advance through three rounds of gameplay, including question and answer, word association, and ad lib to win a date with a bachelor or bachelorette. In each round, a player whose answers most closely resemble those of the main contestants receives the most points and advances into the next round in the lead. Two types of rewards, points and hearts, can be earned or purchased and traded in for in-game premiums, such as virtual gifts and special avatar features. Importantly, this is not a dating site, but designed to allow social networkers all over the world to play the dating game among their friends strictly for the fun of the flirty Q&A.
Mm-hmm. It'll start that way, won't it?
Mm-hmm. Best of all, signing up and playing the game is free, so everyone can play, whether single, married, or it's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love that. I think that's awesome.
That's because we are secure in ourselves.
Corey, you want to play the dating game with me?
There's going to be some problems, I'm telling you.
I think it's awesome.
It's going to be on Fox News next week, I'm telling you.
Dating game ruins marriages.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe not, being the, you know, who it came from. So, you guys, this little guy we've been telling you about, George Hotz, you heard of him?
Yeah, isn't he the guy that's, like, getting spanked?
Yeah.
Bad.
Well, George Hotz is getting a further lesson in the law, according to GamePolitics.com. A number of new court documents obtained by PSX Scene, Sony subpoenaed to obtain information on George Hotz's PayPal account have been limited to contributions made in California. So that means that Sony can get information on contributions and donations made to the PS3 jailbreaker from California between January 1st, 2009 to February 1st, 2011. From the court documents, it says, okay, all right, When then I'll limit it. As you requested it, I will limit it to documents sufficient to identify any source of funds in California that went to into that PayPal account. Any PayPal account associated with GeoHot at gmail.com. Yes, we're reading his email out. for the period of January 1st, 09 to February 1st, 2011, and ask the plaintiff to redraft their subpoena accordingly. There's also some clarification in the court transcript from Sony's lawyers as to what Sony will be looking for on Haas's personal computer, in case you were wondering what that is. Since we're trying to establish, and I'm paraphrasing, we're trying to establish that that computer somehow hooked up to the PlayStation Network. Additionally, we're looking for information such as any of the Sony developer kit tools that might be contained on that computer. That information would only be distributed by Sony Computer Entertainment American, would establish contacts between SCEA and Mr. Haas. At the end of the day, he would have something belonging to SCEA that he should have licensed. And one of his contentions is that he's not aware of any Sony Computer Entertainment Association being in California. We believe that the SDK, the developer's kit, would contain information showing him that SCEA is in California. You can pop over to PSX Scene if you'd like to read the entire document. Wow.
Somebody getting their pee-pee smack. Na, 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 na.
George, was it worth it? Was it worth it?
I don't think so, and I think he's in trouble.
My Zune is dead, and now this.
I have chicken.
I'm done talking to you for the day. That's it. It's time for us to start getting ready to take a break. Oh, I have chicken.
You're going
to want to
see
this. Yeah, just might be a little bit of high today. A little bit bouncing around.
You've been grabbing pills, huh?
Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Oh, my.
Good day.
Grab and peel. Grab and peel.
Yeah.
Grab and peel. Peel. Peel.
Peel. Nice. Wait, play the bass game.
Oh. Yeah, you're on your own. I already have enough trouble.
Oh.
I have enough trouble.
Have enough trouble or is it hard enough?
I declined to comment. Hear my accent just then?
Just a little bit.
I declined to comment.
I gotta pull out the whole Southern Belle thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Francis. Hello, Lois. Yeah, woo!
Do. Y'all don't want to know. I'm dancing.
I think I saw a
Parker! And I would appreciate it if you
turned! Yeah.
What? Grab and peel. Grab and peel. Grab and peel.
I think I'm going home in a box.
Grab and peel. Grab and peel.
People are like, turn it up. I'm not turning it up today, guys. Our voices are not holding.
I know, I'm trying. I'm a little bit congested, but I'll live.
What a dick.
Oh! Second reason for not turning that up.
Wow. Break is over. We're still on live. Wow. Zoe. Wow, Zoe, you were awesome. Love you, Zoe.
Oh, I played that game. I don't remember her saying that.
And yeah, her and Rochelle, they got some mouths on them. And guys, stop it. I know what you thought when I said that. Bad guys out there listening. Or maybe you didn't, and I made you think it. Anyway, either way, I win. So on to our next story. Selma Hayek's rapid weight loss. No, that's spam in my mailbox. Ginger?
All right. Games Aid Charity Poker Tournament all in for developer in Brighton? Yeah, I hope that's how they say that. The sixth Games Aid Charity Poker Tournament, sponsored by Relentless Software, will take place from 7:30 p.m. on the evening of Tuesday, 19th of July, 2011, at the Grosvenor Casino, Brighton Seafront. And that may be some thunder, so forgive me if I go poof.
We're going to go poof here in 46 seconds anyway, because we're still online. So those of you listening live, I usually say this. Sorry to interrupt you, Ginger. Usually, We'll go ahead and tell you. We're getting ready to take a break. So we're back from our break. We're going to go offline here in a second. You'll have to download to hear the rest. Sorry.
You want to hear the rest? We have so much good news.
Go ahead.
And, you know, we're goofy. All right. So to take part and guarantee a place, register for your L50, whatever this is, pounds, pesos, something, buy-in on the Just Giving page today at justgiving.com/GamesAidPokerDevelop2011. The game is Texas Hold'em, no limit, with a, again, L50 buy-in. Cash rebuys and add-ons will also be available on the night, and a number of exciting prizes can be won, including a L300 pounds, pesos, francs, something for the first place, 200 for the second place, and a selection of other great prizes for third, fourth, and fifth places. As always, all levels of players are welcome. Games Aid is a children and young people's charity and acts as a broker of charitable activity on behalf of the games industry, taking advice from all sectors. To find out about Games Aid and where all the money raised from the poker tournament will be going, please check out gamesaid.org. They also want to say many thanks to our friends at Relentless Software for their help in making this year's tournament happen, and you for your continued support of Games Aid. So again, you want to check that out. That's gamesaid.org for the website of actual Games Aid. And if you want to register for the tournament, you head over to justgiving.com/GamesAidPokerDevelop2011.
Well, you knew this was coming. We did tell you. iPad 2 comes out. Then other tablets come out. Motorola Mobility brings the Motorola Zoom Wi-Fi to the United States. They're saying it's an innovative new tablet experience to be available from more than 7 leading retailers nationwide. The Motorola Zoom is going to be available starting March 27th on Amazon.com, Best Buy, at Costco, of all places, Radio Shack, Sam's Club, Staples, and Walmart will all be offering a 10.1-inch widescreen HD tablet with Android 3.0 Honeycomb, yes, Honeycomb, my favorite, through both online and retail store channels. The MSRP for the Motorola Zoom with Wi-Fi and 32 gigabytes of memory will be $599. I need to take a breath. It'll also be available to commercial IT channels, regional retailers through a distribution agreement with Cinex Corporation, amazing, and regional carriers through BrightPoint Inc. Apparently, the Motorola Zoom showcases the innovations of the Honeycomb user experience, including widgets, true multitasking, browsing, notifications, and customization on a 10.1-inch widescreen HD display, enabling video content that's richer and clearer than ever before. It also comes with a 1 gigahertz dual-core processor, 1 gigabyte of RAM. Ooh, is it hot in here? Anybody else? Wow. Motorola Zoom delivers exceptionally fast web browsing performance. The latest Google mobile services also include Google Maps 5.0 with 3D interactive access to more than 3 million Google ebooks and apps from the Android market. Motorola Zoom also supports a beta of Adobe Flash. Let me repeat that again. A beta of Adobe Flash Player 10.2 downloaded from the Android market, enabling the delivery of rich Flash web-based content, including videos, casual games, and rich internet applications. It's also the first device running Android 3.0, which is going to benefit from the developers across the entire system. It's going to be called MotoDev, I believe. Wow. Ginger, is this just not the sexiest thing you've heard today?
No, it's not. It's not the sexiest.
It's not the sexiest thing because I'm like, I may have to go and spend some quality me time after the show after reading this press release.
All right, now that's the sexiest thing I've heard today.
Oh, yeah.
I just had to set that up.
So for those of you who are interested in interesting developing apps, which I am, you could go over to developer.motorola.com and get to work. Get some new apps out there for this lovely tablet. Oh, I got to get one of these. Oh. Anyway, March 27th is the due day, and I think I'm done. Oh, my gosh.
I think so are half the guys who are just listening.
Hey, I controlled myself. I didn't read it all slow and low like I was going to. Oh, you should see it. It's so lovely. Oh, the USB ports on it. Is that a USB port? I think that's a USB port. Oh, my God. Oh. I'm sorry. Should you go ahead? I'm sorry. I need to mute myself for a minute.
All All right, so last week, you know, I mentioned a couple of times that there were some interesting EA bans going on over their forums for, you know, stupid little crap. You know, I thought it was kind of ridiculous then. I still think it's ridiculous now. Apparently, it's happened more than once recently. It's happened several times. EA versus EA on user bans and TOS. While EA is saying that it's not... Oh, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com, by the way, because I love them. Thank you, GamePolitics. While EA is saying that it... All right, I'm going to start over. Going to have more oxygen. While EA is saying that it is not stopping people who might be naughty on its forums and catch a ban from playing single-player games, it has done just that to a couple of users over the last few days. The company has said that this is all some kind of weird glitch or mistake in its system. In other words, you know, it's some ban-happy, hard person that's working for their staff. To rectify the situation, a statement to Rock Paper Shotgun, EA Senior Director of Customer Services, Boyd Beasley, said the following. As noted last week, we have identified an error in our system which can suspend a user's entire account when our terms of policy has been violated. We are working to fix this and expect to have the issue resolved by the end of the week. Again, we apologize for the inconvenience. It is not our policy to prevent customers from playing a single-player game. Any registered player who feels they have been banned inappropriately is urged to contact EA Customer Service, because we know how great their customer service is. While EA is... Oh, yeah, not pulling the punches this morning, EA. Mm-hmm. Plus 15 to cooking. I know how to use a frying pan if it's...
Out of control.
While EA is calling it an error in its system, RPS points out that EA is actively enforcing a policy against naughty users on forums that stops them from playing their games. They are doing this willfully and intentionally, according to several users who have been on the business end of EA's banhammer. This is not the first time. Yay, man, you're getting smacked today. This is not the first time this has happened to users who have been banned from an official forum either. One user claims he was banned last year and couldn't, well, temporarily at least, play Dragon Age.
But what? Blasphemy. No.
Right? Further, they point out that EA's term of service specifically mentions the ability of the company to ban users from playing single-player games. So what's it say? It says, in response to a violation of these terms of service or any other agreement applicable to EA services accessed by you, EA may issue you a warning, suspend your account, selectively remove, revoke, or garnish entitlements associated with your account, or immediately terminate any and all accounts that you have established. You acknowledge that EA is not required to provide you notice before suspending or terminating your account or selectively removing, revoking, or garnishing entitlements associated with your account. Yeah. So if it's your account or a particular subscription for an EA service associated by or with your account, let me start again. I'm not reading this right. If your account or a particular subscription for an EA, I cannot talk, for an EA service associated with your account is terminated, suspended, and or if any entitlements are selectively removed, revoked, or garnished from your account, no refund will be granted. No entitlements will be credited to you or converted to cash or other forms of reimbursement, and you will have no further access to your account or entitlements associated with your account or the particular EA service. Yeah. That's
how I'm going to cut some people.
Mm-hmm. The TOS and its employees' actions in some user bans contradict the company's contention that this is some sort of wacky error.
Mm-hmm.
They say the question is, what will they do about it to make things right with players? It also proves that no one ever reads TOS or Code of Conduct documents in games. True story, I never hardly read those, unless it's a beta. Read Rock Paper Shogun's excellent analysis of this. Oh, okay. So you can read the Rock Paper Shogun's excellent analysis of the situation over on GamePolitics.com. There is a link, so you can check that out. But pretty much EA, this is not cool, EA. Not cool. And I don't buy that it's a glitch. For somebody to get banned for things they're saying in a forum, that means an administrator started this. They read it. They sent it up or did whatever they do with it, and bam, that's what happened.
I concur.
That's human right there. That's not your computer.
Yeah, this is very true. Well, on the other side, the gag order has been lifted, and we can speak now freely of the other.
Gag?
Yes, they took the gag off. EA took the gag off. Yeah, speaking of EA. They were banning other people, but they let us talk now about the Dragon Age Legends that's on Facebook. We couldn't tell you about it. Awesome. It's a free-to-play. Free? Let me say that again. Free-to-play on Facebook. RPG. Available to all on Facebook users worldwide. Dragon Age Legends is a collaboration between BioWare and EA's Play for Free studio, EA2D. It expands on the award-winning... You know what? I'm picking up your thing today.
I cannot talk today. I kept flying, and it's just like I'm tripping over my words.
Elmer Fudd syndrome. I just want to...
I know. I've got baby goats on the brain. I have to sit down too.
You know what? You contacted her. I'm not talking about this. Wrong.
Oh, but they're so good.
Yes.
Check out my Facebook later, people. I'll have some pictures up.
She's a plater. See, we have Elmer Fudd syndrome. But
did I say plater?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. I'm just,
Okay, well, in case you didn't know, Dragon Age Legends, again, on Facebook, expands on the award-winning action RPG franchise and introduces deep, high-quality gaming to Facebook. And this is very true. We've played it. We were in the closed beta. Dragon Age Legends also ties directly into Dragon Age 2, which is currently available in stores. Players who complete specific quests in Dragon Age Legends can earn up to 5 exclusive items for use in Dragon Age 2. Amazing, right? They built Dragon Age Legends with one goal in mind. I can't talk. To bring the AAA quality gameplay BioWare is famous for to the social space. That's from Mark Spinner, who's the general manager of EA2D. Dragon Age Legends brings the true RPG combat and style to this massive social platform and delivers it BioWare style, raising the bar for social games, and they truly have. It's set in the Free Marches, the primary setting of Dragon Age 2. Dragon Age Legends combines accessible and engaging turn-based tactical combat with gripping co-op gameplay. By simply logging in Facebook, players can jump into the online RPG to recruit their friends and embark on a battle-rich journey filled with challenging quests. Like all classic RPGs, players will earn loot and share rewards, and their friends can... and with their friends to grow their heroes' might and their kingdom's power. The game also includes gratifying character customization and upgrade system that allows players to tackle demons and demon spawn to become a legendary hero within the Dragon Age universe. Some things they're leaving out of this lovely press release that I was most impressed with is it's a Facebook game that has a crafting system that you can also access from your cell phone, any cell phone, not just iPhone, not just your Android, but I don't have a Android or iPhone. I have a regular old kind of smartphone. It's kind of smart. And I was able to access and craft from my phone, which is just awesome. Being in the car and people are talking and I don't want to hear what they got to say, and I can just sit and craft my stuff for my game for Facebook. So excellent, excellent tool. And of course it has some sim qualities. You get to build your castle and add rooms and hire minions, and it is pretty epic for a Facebook game, I have to say. They really did raise the bar. I'm going to see who's going to step up and go them one better, but it's going to be hard. We all know BioWare knocks it out of the park every time.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
So I'm very excited to be able to finally speak about that, because it's been itching.
I'm sure they have a powder for that.
Called Dragon Age 2. It's hard to keep the juice in when we get it sometimes, although y'all don't know some of the stuff we have. They're like, I hate when I see these words at the top of the press release. Embargo, damn it! We can't talk about this one.
I'm dying.
I can't, you know I'm not lying. That's an evil word to see. Embargo.
It is true. It is true. That is not fair, because they give us all this fun stuff. We're like, oh, we want to tell somebody. Oh, we can't tell anybody.
Have to tell random people vague stuff in Second Life. Yeah, I'm in this beta for this game that you can kill stuff in. What's it about? I can't tell you any more than that. I'm sorry.
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, guess what?
It's that time again.
Time for us to go bye-bye. And we would love to stay, but as you all know, BT just cuts us whenever they want. So we don't know when we're done. This time, I do believe we're still on, so far as I know. We hate to leave you.
Yeah, we do, but man, we got some gaming to do.
Yeah, you hate when we go, but you love to watch us leave. So
yes, you do.
Is it okay? What shall I play today?
I'll tell you that later.
Taking requests from Ginger today, so whenever I play closing, if you like it or don't like it, it's her fault. What do you want, Ginger?
I want me some PvP girl.
Which one?
Ooh, lagging like that.
Why did I know she was gonna pick that one? I knew it. So we will see you guys tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Bright and early.
It's the most notorious rogue of the nation.
Whatsoever.
Accompanied by Miss PvP girl.
Got Second Life, Ginger, so Ghost beautiful. Star. One word to the last name. Get Ghost Star.
Yes, sir.
Come find me.
My blood dolly has disappeared. I think I'm gonna cut him.
That's no good.
Yeah.
You don't know what we're talking about.
I'm sitting here waiting to raid and I ain't feeling it. Stressing because I'm tired of lag and even dealing with it. Kind of bumming and feeling a little down and out.
Because
every time we jump on the mob, I get the lagging out. But Gigi is saying,
we want you to go.
I'm going to suck it up because Nation is a pro. I told her, let me restart and I'll be right back. And she told me,
hurry up, Nation, we're starting ASAP.
So I log a restart, then get back on the game. And I make it out to next to go and take that what's his name. But during this past work, I get a freeze frame because everybody is casting their spells. It's kind of lame. Everything is skipping and jumping and moving real slow. Looking at my health on the top and it's dropping real low. Spamming every key on my keyboard and face roll. PST and GG, cause I gotta let her know. Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
So drop your mouse and log real quick. And hurry back and act like you could ever forget. So are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that. Gotta run and I wait for something. I dread to race the way my cup is running.
I can't walk or move. Something's really failing and now my sound's cracked. I feel like failing.
One piece of Dragon Flight, I freak. Stuck on a flight pad and my frame rate is weak.
Getting one frame a minute and it gets so slow.
Huh?
Watching my screen right now. It's a slideshow.
Yeah.
Tell me how to read like this. I can't even whisper. Won't play my MacBook.
Okay, let it lag away.
Please let me play, because I feel a new raid, and I might get a drop of the shiny puree.
Whoa. I need to feel so neat.
Got me some of that puree already. Gotta get through this lag. You ready, Nation? Come on, let's do this.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?